So you have to be careful though when you comment about trivia. You lose not the physical, financial wealth. You can lose the precious Tatara if you only do the figures that this is nice without 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 this is nice the boy jump in is one thing. I have the bethinas from last Thursday, Mark. We can pick them on the way out. I have those bethinas marked, which I received. But it seems like between the bethinas that I have and the bethinas that I have, they don't add up to 27. No. Good question. Good question. But no. That would not be so bad. But so those probably know if you didn't take a Bahina. So if you're not taking up Bahina, then why don't you stop by and let me know when you plan to pick it up. Okay. Let's take a look at the table and let's learn some Gemara together. And it begins written that the Adam is speaking to the Adam, he's saying that you and your Nechassim are both given over to you. I'm being masked to all that property, you, as well as all my other property. So that is the way of treating someone. That's the Mishnah intended to work with the Bavli of it. And if I'm masked to call Nechassim or Abdi, so that's a form of Shechor. Either Ashtar Shechor, it's either the Mamash Raya Ashtar Shechor, you are Mutar to lead, or I write this type of Ashtar. How do you know the person is Ashtar Shechor? I don't know anything. We never throw Evid yet, of course, in the first paragraph. The first approach to Evid. The Mishnah and Bapet, this is about Abundant. So what do we know about Abundant? We know a little bit about Abundant from Leah and Zephyr. But what do we know about freeing Abundant? So how do we know that you can free an Evid? How do you free an Evid? Star, how do you know? Good, how do you know? Well, that's what you're going to want to have a star to prove it. Good. But how do you know the way, in terms of the Kenyan, in terms of the method of actually freeing him, how do you know that it's going to be a star Kenyan? Property, okay. Isha. 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 You might be able to do it too. Right? That is the two. I introduced to Shashecha because Law Lami Isha, Zereshava is from Get. So Get is the source for Star by Kedushin, and Get is the source for Star by Shech. Okay. By Get, what do I write? There are financial angles to marriage. The marriage itself is purely a Kenyan Ether. It's not a Kenyan, no ownership involved. It's a Kenyan which is talks about the. There's a relationship between husband and wife that's created through a king. So it could be it could be ended, the marriage should be ended through a king also. What type of king? A king and shtar. But that's just a king and ishtar. That's just no ownership. It's for mitzvah purposes, for office purposes, it's some sort of king. Eved, both. The fact that he's my Eved, I actually own him, to show you the Hamori, they're actually financial ownership. But unlike any other thing which I can own, and I own Eved, it's not only a king, but it's also a king. Because the fact that my Eved also means that I control his personal status. Right now he's an Eved. He can't marry a typical Jewish woman. And he's not going to be a Roman. Thank you so much. The only way to change that is by my freeing him. No one else can free him except for me. But if non-Jewish becomes Jewish, so he decides on his own, he wants to be. her. But if an Eved is going to become a Ben Chorin, which is lots of Nafkahinas for mitzvahs and for Arayah, all kinds of things, the only way to make that change is the Adam. And he can't free himself, he can't convert himself into Ben Chorin. So the Adam's relationship to the Eved is a double kinyan. The kinyan mamon, a financial kinyan. I own him, he's my property, I can sell him, and I also have a kinyan Isser. And I'm in control of his personal status. So when I give him a Shtar Shechur, when I give the Eved the Shtar Shechur, I'm doing two things. I'm releasing the Kenyan Mammon, I'm releasing Kenyan Eved, and he now belongs to himself, so he can no longer own him. And I changed his status. That's why, as an aside, the Gemara in the fourth parak, those may be after it. So the Gemara, whole discussion on Mafir Abdo, what happens when you're Mafir your Eved? Is the Yatzel Acheres? It's not Yatzel. I didn't write a Shtar Shechur. I just said, you're Hefker. So if I have a Gemara and I say, it's Hefker, I no longer own it. That's a Chiddush. That's also a Chiddush. I know that came after anything. That's based on looking in Parshas Mishpatim, by Shemitah, the Shmetano and the Tashta, that you can let go of things. But because Gemara's action is, Gei Yishlochan Tisha Acheres Shehi Kazo. Apparently, the Gemara says in the Pasuk that Shemitah is not the only time that I came after things. Apparently, I can, Shemitah has to be Masker, my food. But at any time, any year, any item, if I want to, I always have to, I'm the owner, part of ownership, and you have the ability to mask it.
Okay.
Huh? Can we mask my son? Can we mask my son? That's a good question. The answer is?
You don't own him in the first
place.
The
answer is, I don't own him.
Why not? You say, like, in your daughter,
and
it's not
like, you're
not going to own him.
I have a slug to his or her earnings. That's true. So that's not a thing that I own, it's a skluch. So it's skluch, so we talk about skluch, we didn't talk about hefker, but it's skluch, it's all mechila. Right? I see mogul skluch. If you owe me money, I don't have the money yet, you have the money, but I have the right, I have the skluch, I have the right to get it from you, I could relinquish, I can mogul that skluch. So be mogul skluch, and so be mafker ben, the actual physical item. It's a good point, because there are differences. Hefker and mechila don't exactly work the same way. There are differences in both ways, both directions. Sometimes hefker is stronger, sometimes mechila is stronger. And it's going to, you can't use both. Either you can use hefker, because it's a real item, an object, I'll be mafker, or because I'm no longer going to own it, or as a zechut, I'll be mocha. Okay, good. Excellent. That's a good point. Okay. So let me call hefker. So I have mafker, usually I own an object, I get rid of my kinyan. The Gemara wants to know the fourth part of Gittin, again, as an aside, mafker my evet, kanani. So now what happens? Now the machlok is on the run. Because it's going to be a mask of my Eved, I no longer own it, king and mammon. But I can't be masker or king and nitter. The husband and wife are masker each other. That doesn't mean anything. It's silly. Hefker is on ownership. So the question, the Gemara's machlok is, if I mask of my Eved, does he automatically become free? Why should he automatically become free? The one who does say he automatically becomes free, he holds that the king and nitter of the Eved is always plugged into the king and mammon. You never have a king yitzhak without a king mammon. So once I no longer own him financially, I'm no longer a king mammon, the king yitzhak goes post. It can't exist on its own. There's no such thing as a bare naked king yitzhak. And the other Amoran say no. You could have one without the other. You could have king mammon without king yitzhak have all the time. Almost the things they own are just king mammon. And every once in a while, usually the king mammon and king yitzhak go together. Every once in a while, here is the king mammon, I still have the king yitzhak. So I can't make him work for me, I can't really sell him. But I'm the only one who could be Meshachar. Okay. That's the Eved, and that's the Shtar Shechur. That's usually the way I feel. Usually, the way I see. Now, but if I want to sell my Eved, if I sell my Eved to Moshe Wasserman, so overtly, directly what I'm doing is I'm transferring the king Mammon. Just like if I sell anything else to Moshe Wasserman, I'm transferring the king Mammon. But the Chiddush is that once I sell him the financial ownership of the Eved, so the king and Isser automatically travels along. So as soon as I sell him the king to Eved, I can no longer write a Shtar Shechur to make him a Muslim to marry a Jewish girl, to make him chayav and so on. And he can. Typically, when the king Mammon moves, the king and Isser always moves with it. Hefker is funny, because the king Mammon doesn't go anywhere, it just disappears. That's why parts know what happens to the king Isser. But whenever I transfer king Mammon to you, you get the king and Isser. Now I have no connection, you have total connection. Let's say I'm mafkin to himself. I said, Eved, here's a shtar, now you own yourself. Because I give him ownership of himself, that means the king Yisrael also leaves me, and now he's free. Okay, that's the Mishnah on the bottom of Chesed Beis.
that by matna the eved we atmo, so that means you are the shofar. That's all that. So if the shtar would just say atzmacha kanuni lacha, harei atna kanuni laatzmacha, so that would be a shtar shofar. I mean, mocking each yourself, and that's a very simple thing. Let's say a combination. I'll be mocking everything to the Eved, including himself as well as everything else. And I specify you and all the other properties. I don't know, let's say the guy is the way Avraham Avinu. Why would anyone do this? I guess like the Avraham Avinu situation. Avraham Avinu says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have no children. But Meshach Beis, who's the Meshach Eliezer? Who's going to carry on? My slave, he's my Eved, he's the only one that's going to, he's not going to inherit me. So the guy's on a deathbed, he said, look, my second cousin wants to move to inherit you? You should work there. No! I'll give you everything. My second cousin never came to visit me. You take care of me every day. I'm giving it all to you. You and all my property. Right? So now you're freeing him, and he also owns everything. Beautiful. Okay. So, and Rashi says, why is in the chasim locha? What's wrong? Star kinyan works on kachalos. And Rashi explains, no. He told that case, the guy brings the eved shows up. The other's not here. The eved shows up and says, hayav, and says, look what I have, I have a star. So you got to say, by nechtam, by nechtam, and that's going to work on the star shichur shabal. Because that's the mission that says it out. That I can say, you believe to say, the fine echo fine echtam, and believe means, as we learned earlier in the year, you no longer need a kima, mikrabana, you acquire kima star. But now you say, the fine echo fine echtam. And that's a special din. There's din nema where? There's nema by guest. And the Mishnah and Dalpet says, there's none also by Eved. Shain says that you show up, a Shliach shows up with a Gerisha, with a Shtar Shechar, and says, Befani Nechvai Nechtam, do we believe him? And there's no longer need for Kima Shtar. Even if the husband will show up and say, Mazuyah, we say, goodbye, Charles. You ready to retire? Now, if you're waiting, there's a special Kula, the Shumi Kula, a special Kula, but if you're retired, it was just the one Shumi Achanadam. Shain, but it's not going to work, but it's this special Kiddush. This special Kiddush was not Nehmar by any other star. How do you know it's not Nehmar by the special Kiddush is not Nehmar by any other star? The Feirish, where? The Feirish, much better than that. Your explanation is much better. The Feirish? Yeah. Up. How do we know that if I shliach of a star mammon says if I next by next them, it doesn't work? Maybe we had that, the Feirish? Those who are here for this matter? Okay. Kavzayin, okay. Dizin Bet.
That's over here.
How about
Kavzayin
Satimel?
Going off.
The Gemara says, normally, you need to have Kima Shtar. But here, Mishumi Guna, we allow you to have just this one guy named Vanakvanakta. Right? It's a very thing one. We were so distracted by all the fancy things going on there. Is there also a Gemara? The Gemara also says, good things you may have to be involved in fancy studios. Normally, in Gavon, you have to have Kima Shtar with how many agents? 2 agents. The one exception is a Chazal and Mekel by Get, and Mishnah Daf Tes says they're also Mekel by Shtar Shefer. In these cases, the Shaliach says, Vanessa, one Shaliach, and that's sufficient Kima. Good. He shows that there's a combination Shtar. He says, look, you're Naaman on the Shefer, and you're Naaman on in the Chaz. If you're not Naaman on the Shaliach, well, that's a Brisa, that's a Tanam. That is non-negotiable. If you have the shtar with the two clauses, so you're half believed, that's the end of the story. Now they're going to know, how about if I melt them more? You buy a little bit of shayla. I'm a lion, looked at this brisa, and had a question. Called the concept of Muhammad. And a single phrase that includes both the eved and the property. All my property is coming to you. All my property, everything. Sigh, the eved, and sigh, the real estate is a matana. The eved is a shikr. Matana, you're not nemer. Eved, you shikr, you are nemer. That's a single phrase. What do? Amar baye. Mitom shikar atzma kar vakasi. It works. It says, look, the guy is nemer. It's a single phrase. I can't split it. As the guys say here, abaye holds lo palgian dibura. I can't say that you're half nemer of this single phrase. The single word, nechatzai, which includes both. You have to make a decision. Abaye says, so since he's Neman on himself, for Pana, a Neman on the Shashifa, that's the rule of Pana, that's the Neman, so therefore you're Neman on the Kaka too. Good. So right away you start wondering. And what's going to happen over the course of the next couple lines of Gemara? Abaye is convinced that lo pagin dibura. If you have a single phrase, there's a brisa that you could put two different phrases, asmacha or nechatzai. The Gemara is the same phrase, kol nechatzai tinim lecha, and it's inseparable. So either we're going to accept it or we're not going to accept it. Either that line in the shtar is valid or it's not valid. The kemet is the same word, it's half valid. So that's two choices. Either I'm going to believe both implications, the phrase that there's a shikra and the implication of matana, or believe neither. The rabbis can say, no, go down the middle. Why can't pagin dibura? It's neman lagabe the shikra, not neman lagabe the matana. Well, what's wrong? What's wrong? That's what rabbis say. Abaye says, no, I have to get to make up your mind. Is it good or is it not good? So fret Abishai, and fret, I think almost everyone, I hope, almost everyone in the room, So if you can't make up, if you're going to have to bite the bullet, you have to say everything either as totally Neman or totally not Neman, what would you have guessed?
Right.
Let's advise that you either have to accept it all the way for both, or you can't accept it at all. You can't do this. Right. That's a bayashita. So given that's a bayashita, love is to say, oh, let's go, she's no fucking divorce, so what's your problem? But given that Abaye has this thing, no fucking dibura, either you accept the line or accept the line, so what should you have said?
Huh?
So we said, yeah, man. Well, what he did is the right. So, if I had a shtar that was only Kaka, and the guy says, would we believe him? Get out of town. Get out of Kimasa. So understand that now that you added in something else, the Shtar Shukr, into the same Shtar, so now I'm going to believe you, I'm going to get rid of the need for Kima for two Adim for Matana? So that's very strange. But let's work through the Gemara. The Abaye says this in our we're picking our teeth up off the floor. We understand that Abaye holds both Gimli Bura. There has to be either both Nemer or both not Nemer. So why that should make sense is since that. I need to be mounting him on this one, Zilpah be mounting that one too. But hey, I think he's not never. What age is not never on Kima Shtar Bum? That last
thing from the least
coming
here, not
the least coming here. Why? No, but I have a rule. I agree. But we have a rule, see, I'm stuck. See, you're at a disadvantage. I'm assuming the Gemara that we're going to discuss. Let's back up a couple. Min HaTorah, I have a Shtar. It has Adam on the bottom. Looks good.
Okay. I have a star.
Right. Okay. Minotaur, I have a star. That's good. Midrabanan, Chazal said, look, sometimes people forge stars. So the guy says, Midrabanan, they said, if I say, no, that's Polonia, it's a forge, so you have to be the kind of the Hasima. You have to bring agents to prove, to testify that this is for real. It's not a forge. Okay. Midrabanan. The Midrabanan, so that's why you need nothing. Midrabanan, you need to do Kimashtar with two people. It says, regular two agents. Except, by guess, if by Shtar Shukra, if you prefer Nechmanech with a special kula, that can't just a Shriach saying that that's good enough. But normally, if I have a Shtar that says, the Moshe Atal is sold me his house for $5, the Midrabanan told him, I have a Shtar. Get out. You can move now. The Midrabanan, he's going to challenge me, and I'm going to have to make him the Chasima. With two agents. So what? But now that we're stuck in the Shtar Shikra part, those are the whole Shtar Shikra part, what is? It doesn't make any sense. Why are we believing you? Now, not that we go around disbelieving you, but it might be we have rules later. Right? So normally, for a star member, a star matana, if you want to be mekayem, it needs to be mekayem with two agents. Just one person says it, that's worthless. We're not going to accept that. Yeah?
Why for a star of food to
Why?
Why for a star of food to go
Why did not have one?
Why do you don't even have any?
No, you have to have the shliach has to say the fine nefesh and the fine nefesh. He's like one name. He says, I saw it happen good. The Gemara says in Daf Gimel that the reason why I make it is Mishum Iguna. Where we feel that a woman's going to end up getting stuck if she can't prove it. Or the apparently
the
Eved also.
Here.
Okay, good. So let's trust in the chat, yeah?
Right, so Benchus and I were working through this. We were trying to figure it out. So the way we tried to put it was if you just have the chosen, then that's just star mamon. So star mamon is not going to be believed. But if you have the get shichor, that already he has an amanas on, because if he's lying, so he's going to end up in a lot more trouble for himself, because so if he's lying, then what? Then he is going to become a ben chorin, so he's going to marry. So the whole milo of that is that he can marry Yisraelis, the blessed child. So then the children are going to be there if he's lying. But if he's so we're going to believe him on that, because otherwise he just messed himself up. And so we're going to be galgal onto that, the nechassim, because even if he's lying on the nechassim, so you can always pay back money. There's more of a problem for the, according to Abai, there's going to be more of a problem that we're worried that he's going to be lying about the shichur part than about the nechassim part. Because the nechassim
is more at stake.
Right, there's even if he's lying for the nechassim, so what? It's just money.
That's true.
The money can always be paid back. The money can always be paid back. If need be, it can become an evidentiary and pay it back.
How that people lost money with burning
widow. Correct, but it's reversible. It's reversible.
Yeah,
it's ultimately reversible.
People don't think
that.
Feeling is an isser, lamziris is permanent.
People don't think like that.
People think they can get away with Mandir. Why do women believe when she comes back from Mizidiyam and says, Simon is dead, I don't want to remarry? Because Rabbani made it so difficult for her that if she ends up lying, she's going to be messed up, she can't do anything. So, Rishonim say to him, and she has to get the abortion both, right? Same thing by an Eved. If we end up finding out he's lying, so he's going to have Mamzerim and the same problem.
Mamzerim, but yeah, he's going to have a difficult family.
Right. So that's why an Eved believes. Once he's believed that the Baal says in one statement, and there's really like a truth value of one, if it's true on that statement, so the rest of it becomes part of it, because we already know that the value is true, so the rest of it becomes true too. Nechassim is true too.
No, but if I hold Lav Pog in a Dibor.
He's a lumper.
He's a lumper, yes. A lumper.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
One thing.
No, but it's... Right, so everything included in that one statement is all lumped together.
So what do we have about then? Right, so what do we have? In this room, in Ma'am Hashem, 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 in Ramra, or in Ebro, because you saw my father's body,
develops, unfolds before your very eyes. But what's the background on that? Abaya says what? There are three stages. First, Abaya says, well, lo pagi in dibura, so therefore, lo pagi in dibura, so since lo pagi in dibura, therefore, we believe on both. So what did Rabbi say? What did Rabbi respond? Not so fast. We just split it. So then Abaye says, oh, okay. Thank you so much. First Abaye says, just check. But believe not both. And then Rabbi says, what are you talking about? Why not say, Palinon, go ahead to ask. So what did Abaye respond? Abaye responds, oh, so let me not believe on either one. And then Rava again says, I understand. Just do Haginan. Check that. What's wrong with Neman apart and not Neman apart? Half and half. So you imagine, the Muslim Maz over Doma, we said that before, they didn't say that. I go into an ice cream store, and I love Rocky Road, and I love pistachio. My two favorite flavors of it. But I'm under, and I have enough money for, I'm 7 years old, I have enough change in my pocket for two scoops of ice cream, or close to two. Now, but I think that they won't give you, you can't get a mixed cone. You can't get two scoops, you get as many scoops as you want, but they won't mix flavor. So I come and say, I'm so torn, because I want to get the Rocky Road, I want to get the pistachio. Okay, I guess I'll have to have two scoops of Rocky Road. So you say to me, hey pal, hey Cohen, take one and one. I say, oh, okay. You know what? I'll take two scoops of pistachio. Two scoops of pistachio. So I say, pal, just take one and one. That's what happens here. First up, I said, well, they have to be the same, so it would be mom and both. So I said, what's wrong? Just split. So I said, oh, okay, let's not be mom and either one. So I said, again, what's wrong? Just split. So this is a little bit interesting. This carryover, right? So our first issue, which we'll put aside for a moment, is we don't understand how you could say that. Or maybe we do. Why would it make sense? Because you're throwing the shtar shechar. Also, therefore, all of a sudden we're being more makel on kima shtar for shtar mecha than we normally ever would. But then also, Tosis points out to something else which is strange, which is what's the transition from here to here? Rava says. It's extremely mazuyak type of gold. So Rabbi says, something, and then Abaye just doesn't seem to respond to Rabbi at all. He just says something else, which Rabbi was trying to say split. Abaye just thinks another way of not split. So Tosis says, let's read the Gemara, let's read the text, and we'll take more questions. Abaye will call the Chassid, he will come out. Amar Abaye, Nitok Shikana Asma, Kana Nechassid. Boom! Didn't you mom him on the shikra on Asma himself? Mom on the chum. So says Rava, Bishma Asma Likni. I understand he's calling himself. He's out of Gedisha. It's the same as Gedisha. Gedisha and Shashikra. So you say before you have to work, so he's Nema on himself. Over the Chasim Lo Likni. But why should he Nema on the chum? He's a hobby. Akim Shtar is Yama. Any other case of Akim Shtar? If it was a pure Shtar Matana, you would have to have two agents. So why was that now he'd be mom and him at once? So Abaye then Rabbi just repeats the same thing again. I'm like, Rabbi, Mishnah ben Chasim, well, I understand you're not calling the Chasim. Like, he Mishnah is the Alma. But ask more licking, so why not be calling yourself, what can it work for the Shashir? Can we not make it Isha? You are never that one, why should you have to lose that? So he was going to stand up by his argument. By his argument, he said, no, we're talking Zibura. So once it doesn't work for half, it can't work at all. But Rabba says, no, I hold Pagi. I'm a Rabba. In both the case of the Baisa and the case of the Izaya, Asmo, Kamma, 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 Kamma. And the next line, the Gemara, gives a name to the Shita and Palginon Zibura. Good. So the Tosis focuses in on this. Rabba said, why not split? And Abaye just like, blew off. It's like, ignore him. I just said, he did change, but he didn't change in a way that seemed to be responding at all to Rava. Right? Because he didn't make any move to split. It shifted how he's low-pogging him. So I'll tell you this then. Hadam Rabbi, Peirush, lo mishum kush the Rava Chazabo. It must be that Rabbi wasn't changing his mind
because of Rabbi Kasha. The Abai lo Kasha le Pircha. Abai doesn't consider that too much of Kasha. The Sarver, because he holds all Pagin and Dibura.
Why is he not responding? Tosfos is dealing with many questions. Why is Abai not responding to Rabbi's question? Because he doesn't care. Because he argues with Rabbi. Rabbi is saying, oh, Pagin Dibura. I hold all Pagin Dibura. So I don't need to respond to Rabbi's Kasha. And then Tosfos deals with the next one. Tosfos, how do I know that he's not responding to Rabbi's Kasha? The Akush is Rabbi Lomashan Amidi. It must be he didn't change his mind because of Rabbi's Kasha, because he isn't answering Rabbi's Kasha. Rabbi says, why not split? He says, oh, I'm still not going to split. Why not? Because he's just ignoring. So then one second. Then Tosfos has a problem. So then why did he change his mind? Rabbi asked you a question, but it obviously didn't bother you. But I understand why it didn't bother you. It didn't bother you because you disagree fundamentally, you disagree with his assumption, you all know fucking good. And you clearly didn't bother you because he didn't relate to it. So then why did you change your mind? He said, no. It happened to me, it changed his mind. Here alone, tomorrow, what would I say? He says, I love Kant. It makes more sense to say, love Kant. Now, we'll get to the last couple of words of Tosfos in a moment. But just one more fun before we jump into the last line of Tosfos. Tosfos might be Madaic in Lashon HaGemara. Well, what's Madaic in Lashon HaGemara? And this way, he's Tosfos as Taylor. What's Madaic in Lashon HaGemara?
Hadar.
And what's the Had usually? It should be Amar. So Hadar Amar means later, if the Tosfos probably gave into it. Okay, later he said, meaning it wasn't a conversation. It wasn't like Abai said this, Rose said that, Abai said, oh, okay, well, in that case, no. Abai said this. Abai said, Mikom Shikha Sakana Pasim. Rabbi says, what are you talking about? Pagin Dibura. End of conversation. Abai said, no, I disagree with you. No Pagin Dibura. So that was the end of the conversation. Hadar, I'm Abai, then the next year, next decade, whatever it was, not as a response to Rabbi. A year later, Abai said, you know what? I think it's more Mustafa the other way. Not because of what Rabbi said. I disagree with Rabbi. But I happen to think, if you're going to have to go either all this way or all that way, Mustafa, it's all. You know, let's try to make more sense that neither one is correct. Okay, now, we were bothered before, some of us, Abishai and I were bothered before, and a bunch of guys were bothered to say this. The first Abaye is very schwer. The Tosh Shekhana Asma Kana Hasma is much more established than the second way. So you would have thought that Tosh is going to say, oh, Nirlo Svara Lomar, the second way, he said, yeah, because that makes so much more sense. So what is Tosh to say? It doesn't say, oh, it makes so much more sense. No, it's more of a smart to say neither. Why? Yad Baal Ashtar Tachtona. What does that mean? The hand of the Baal Ashtar is on the bottom. That means, what does that mean?
He's getting weaker.
Oh,
basically, he has to prove everything.
Oh, if I come to you with a shtar to get something, you have to prove everything. Why? Because. Look, the Eved claims that he should get the money, but we think maybe he shouldn't get the money. The Eved is the most fee. So we'll say, look, we're not sure whether to say believe both or believe neither.
Not so much.
So if you're not sure, try and make more sense to say neither. How about the Rabbi?
No, he wasn't already given. I'm sorry, he has to prove that the third is good.
Have anything to do with split. When he's asking this question to Abai, he's just saying that maybe it works just the other way. And then Abai says, okay, fine, maybe it works the other way. And then Rava says, no, but you can only depend on that. Then Rava says, okay, fine, better answer, let's split.
Okay, we have to look at Rava carefully, but yeah, that's another way to go. Yeah. Questions. Okay.
The idea of Rava is like the start of like a gift.
Right.
So if it, like, the staff says, he gets himself and also the husband. And the staff says he can split it. Also, and again, he can say, let's split it. She's not his husband, but she won't get the ksuba, the one of the ksuba. He can't say it and get. He can't split the get two things.
Okay.
So the staff, he can't split it two things.
Okay.
How much is it?
See what? No, it's not what he's asking. He's asking why the nechassim should be separate than the actual freedom of.
Okay, then. That's a very good question. It doesn't relate to Tosfos. So, but let's
let's just finish up this, and then we'll jump to your Tasha. He's asking a general question on how Plagin Dibur works, which is a very good question. So let's just finish up this discussion, and then we'll take up the general issue.
So Rabotai, Tosfos obviously assumes that the Abayin Yachter Kimashtar number one is totally a Stavar. Abayin number two is Mustavar, and you say Kanabo, you could say Kananita. So Abayin said, you know what? Since I'm not sure, if it's not clear to me one or the other, it makes more sense to say Kananita, because the guy who's having the shot, he said he ought to be at this event. Okay. But meaning, Tosa thinks that. Right, that's a good point. Right, yes, no, that was interpreting the star. This is whether the star is valid or not. Well, yeah, okay. But Avishai said before, but no, the Abaye, the first word in Abaye is very sad. Told not the star, but what do they mean? If it would have been the only star, that would be worse. That the edge star sugar makes it better.
No, it's not.
Yes, Abaye
is
the first word. You don't need any of this. and I say Yom Kippur Shai, I find that for nothing. The whole thing to begin with is only the Rabbanan. Is that already? We can begin to build up the sun. And with much greater freedom, you would say, much different sort of, radically different sort of fun, you would say, if it was a bin device. And what
this is the international work of the perfect logic?
No, they do.
Okay, so.
No, but if you're not Nemeth in Atorah, how did you become Nemeth because of
Misorah?
Yeah, Misorah. Because you're going to be more Naaman on Yisurin than you are. You're going to be less likely to lie for Yisurin than you are for Mammon. So since you're Naaman on Yisurin, you're going to be Naaman on Mammon.
That's not true!
What do you mean that's not true?
Eidach and Yisurin, but not for Yimamon.
So what? So fine. It's Rabbanan. I'm agreeing that it's Rabbanan.
Right, so I'm saying. You can't say that in Minas Torah, people are always more careful about it. No? But presumably, let me try to rephrase. The question probably is, Tosus would say, the whole thing on the Rabban anyway, that's how you always believe. The Rabban that said that you need something more. Let's leave it at that. You could try to massage it even more, but nothing, I don't know if anything else is getting over. Because look at Ikra Tafel, you get a lot of ways to put it. But the starting point has to be, this is the only Rabban anyway, but then anyway, you can figure out, is Chazal always structured as two, or did you know, Chazal said that get is always Nemeth with one, even if it has other stuff too. If it's a pure Shamon, then you need two. Which is the default, which is not the default. Okay, the only way to say is, by Kitzur, you see clearly, working through the Shachar Tzai with the two versions of Tosus in front of us and Tosus Rosh, it seems to be a fundamental focus that we saw in Tosus, as I said before. In our room, we're seeing the Ramrap erupt before us. Because some guys thought it's very misabric to say like a Bayi version 1, and some guys thought it's totally not misabric. That seems to be what Hunter's Bayi version. So our totally thought it's very misabric. That's why they say Rava isn't really asking on a Bayi Mitzvara, he's going to buy a good Mitzvara. It's the same idea we're talking before, and they might have responded to that. That's what our Tosus presented. And then just to the very end, Tosus says, and why a Bayi changes mind, though? How much is like a Bayi Mitzvara? Yeah, Bayi Mitzvara. Whereas Tosus Rosh presents it as no! No! There's a logical flaw with Abaye. Mehecha takes them to believe you. And it's exactly part of what Rova's kasha is. Abaye says, fine, okay, let me fix it up a little bit. And then it's gorgeous. He said, well, there's Terence Yaakov also, I've got to see. There's a little bit subtle about it. Terence Yaakov is not subtle at all. He just, boom! His, what's going on in Tosus? I don't understand. What's going on? Fire, what's going on in Tosus? It's beautiful. I take a look at the Rosh. That's exactly what the Rosh is saying. I have to figure out how Tosus is Greek. So, we can give a very suggestion. You guys are giving a very workout suggestion. So, because it's Rabbanan, for some of you are what comes out of a Habamina, we get a Habamina that in this case will be Mako, so that King Rishar is going to work with this one person. Yeah.
I think everybody is assuming that.
And this is all warm.
Yeah.
We just need the Gemara. We haven't done anything yet. It's Rashi.
So everybody, I think everybody's assuming that Rava is attacking from his own opinion. That because I hold this, I'm going to attack him on this. Well, it may not necessarily be so. It may be that, like you said before, that they already decided who was for splitting versus against splitting, and they're attacking from their own opinion. But it couldn't just be that he's objecting logically to what Abaye is saying.
Oh, right. Well, you say what? That's exactly what Tosus Rosh says. Tosus Rosh exactly says that.
And
his cause, his first attack is double. The double I also argue in the Gura, but also part of what he's saying is
there's
definitely no way you can possibly believe that he's someone I love unless it's two people.
I didn't have even that. I would say that he doesn't hold Midimura at that point until
Tosa. Abaye says Mito. But no, the Rava says, I understand that this is going to work, but how does that work?
Yeah, and then And then after going through both cases, how that doesn't work and that doesn't work, he says, we have to say that you split.
Okay, so then maybe initially, you're saying a Kosher Rush extreme. And the only thing Rava was saying first was just, you're not in the Sabbath. Could be. Yes,
does the word call imply more?
Does the word call imply more? Yes.
Call.
Call the Chassar. Right. Call the Chassar implies not only by the thing that you call the Chassar, the property, the real estate, but even the other. Now, so when you say Nechassai, when you say Kol Nechassai, then everyone is going to include it.
Yeah, why not?
Perhaps. That's everyone's talk. This is what we call here. As long as everyone who's talking, everyone else can hear what the person is saying to them. All of us talk about
the concept. Isn't everything you have to do that? The evidence is that this is the same problem. Or is this only going half and half?
No. That's the question. Again, I have a single phrase, indivisible phrase. And then now that we completed this discussion about this, let's go back to what Uriel was saying. Let's put it again to what Yaakov was saying. So let's try to think a little bit about the Gemara of the Sugya. We were just trying to bring the tactical, interesting, the tactical points in the Shaka Vatari. Now let's get into what the Gemara is all about. So we'll make a first run. We're going to have to talk about this some more. But just to begin to wrap our arms around this idea, this mutas, or this musag. So, gamusag, of Palgin Dibuhe, so let's think about this. This is Mama's Pasha Shah. No, nothing fancy. It's fancy things to tell us. Let's not just talk Pasha Shah. Our Gemara already makes a distinction between different levels of Palgin Dibuhe. Right? Because our Gemara already says that the Brisa said everyone agreed, even Abaye has to agree to the Brisa. That if I have a shtar of two separate phrases, Atzlacha, Udachata, Nimlacha, definitely it's a split. Right? As the Gemara seems to be in one case, everyone agrees, Palgina. If it's two separate phrases, that's not a problem. If it's a single phrase, then we would say Palgina, right? Or maybe not, right? And you want to know, then Uri was saying, on the one extreme, let's go to one. On the one hand or the other hand? On the one hand, everyone agrees, Palgina. By Asmava Unafasai. Right? Everyone agrees, Palgina. Check. It's a machlokas. If I say kol nechassai, because the implication is shikur and matan. Right, that's a machlokas to buy a brother. And what's the case where Uriel points out everyone agrees lo pagina? Right. So then, one second, I believe the shliach that she's Megureshet, and I also believe the shliach that she could collect her tumor. I as mamas. Every get has five-figure financial position. Right? Every get means that not only a woman's ticket to be married, it's also her ticket to collect the tumor. Captain is not. Not really big one. So, okay, fair enough. We'll go a decent size one.
Which do we think is the bigger than the tumor and the regular Mary, or is the combination from the
That's a good question, but not both. So what's the Philip? The Uriel saying, one second, why does it say Palgin Dibura? Why does it always say, I'll believe you, but I won't believe you
that she's she gets the tshuva.
Just like we believe the guy that we believe the Eved that he's Meshukr, we don't believe on Matana. So why the split?
Chamor Meikul Meshukr Evadim too. Kulachada Diburu. Right. Yeah. No, because the Kol Mechasai, in addition to the Shechor, is not the same as the Ketubah and the Migureshes. Because the Shechor is just the Shechor. The Migureshes is the Migureshes plus the Ketubah. You don't have Migureshes without the Ketubah. You can have a Shechor without the Kol Mechasai.
Good. Called Matana and Shechur. Rabbi doesn't say over there, but that my nachstam only works for the Gerishim after the Tuba. So why does it, by yet Rabbi admits that you can rely on the Eid Echad on the Sharia, even for Mabin, it seems to cross the Tuba. But here, by the Kol Mechasai Tzimtzum, it's distinguished. Yeah? So what's the difference?
It's inherent.
But then you hear the Kasha? So what's the answer?
It's inherent.
It's
inherent.
But the star doesn't say two things.
You look like
the star doesn't even imply two things. The star doesn't imply, the get doesn't imply that she's aggressive and a Yochai Meister. The get just implies that she's aggressive. The din is that she's aggressive. They're not convenient of being aggressive, it's nothing. But the only star is accomplishing is something that's aggressive. Masha Anokin, in our case, the star is really doing two independent things. Except you have some bundled them into one word. The star is serving as the star shiver and the star matana. So those are extra hubble ha. And the star is directly more. The star is not only the independent. The star is doing both of them. It happens to be, you bundle them into one word. You manage to figure out a way that a single sentence could be shiver and matana could be the kamaha. So in that case, that's Paldinon. But this case might be what one could call Pagina Ne'emana. I'm trying to throw around the term Pagina Ne'emana and others, but it's Pagina Ne'emana. So that, possibly, may I use the term, might fit here very well. Because if you're talking about a single fact. There's only one fact. The fact that she's divorced. The fact she's divorced has multiple implications. The fact she's divorced has implications for... But here, it's not a single fact, the two facts you said together. So that's a Pagin Dibura. The Dibur, the single Dibur, but it's saying two things. It's saying the Kinyan in Kaka, saying Kinyan in Evan.
No,
it's
not.
It's
one statement. It's the Baal, if we're assuming it's true that the Evan is free, that means we're assuming that.
Pagin Dibura, I don't understand Pagin Dibura. Do you think the guy's telling the truth? Do you think the guy's not telling the truth? Make up your mind. Right? So this is, I think there was a Machlokes that didn't say there. What would
yesterday.
You assume logically?
Yesterday.
What would you assume logically? You assume logically like a bile like rubber. Right?
If I tell you
that Yosef Schlosselberg shot someone yesterday.
I thought.
No, this was a bad muscle.
This was a very bad muscle. As was the car muscle. Car muscle was also a bad muscle. I didn't say the muscle yet. We did not, but no one else heard it. But it was bad muscle then! It was bad muscle then! I don't know why.
Oh, you.
I say Yosef Sosbo shot someone.
Will you
I'll have to show.
They didn't talk before you passed.
I say Reuben killed Shimon. I say Reuben killed Shimon. So I say Reuben killed Shimon. So will I now execute Reuben based on 1 aid?
No.
Would you? But if you know that I'm a very reliable person, my Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says that Reuben killed Shimon.
No,
right? Like
Moshe and Aaron.
I understand. Right, let's see, Moshe is even better, right? Moshe and Aaron come and say Reuben killed Shimon. Right? So, would you kill Reuben? No, because you have to have 2 agents.
But you don't even get off the ground. You don't even start
I didn't get off the ground, that's right. Daniel, we're not allowed to shoot it down. Okay. Would you go with Reuben into a dark alley? Absolutely not. If there was, there could be standards. The palginon in our sukkah is very simple because there could be standards of evidence. There are more complex types of palginon in makos, where the same standard of evidence, but you may or may not be kosher. But here I'm talking about. Now, the case I gave is a bad mashal for the following reason. The case I gave is bad mashal because it's a single fact with different implications. Right? Here, it's not even the same fact. But the point is, when you are dealing with different areas of halacha, so you can require different levels of ne'amanos for different areas of halacha.
It's a bad mashal because it's a shema. It's a shema and a bada.
And you're throwing
it's
in all
the
here.
Principles that don't here. Is he ne'aman or not ne'aman?
No, here he's bada and both.
Why bada and both?
Well,
how do you know? He says bada and both.
He said,
no, he didn't say anything. I have a shtar that supposedly is from him.
Maybe he
and he's believed.
Maybe.
No.
Not enough for
Keith.
No. He's believed.
Why?
He's
believed.
Man,
for sure.
Why?
He's not a Shema and Ben Shema to Mephisto Ben Chorus. He's a Ben Chorus.
For that, he's believed.
No,
but
no,
for a higher level, he's not
believed. Why is he not believed?
I can't make that.
No, it's a higher level.
True or false?
Not well,
okay, can I be a little bit pregnant?
A little pregnant?
I'm
not pregnant. Reuben a little bit killed him? No, either he did or he didn't. I'm not sure whether, I have different levels of evidence than whether he did.
No, I'm sure that he killed him. I can't kill him.
Oh, good! I'm going to pass the mic. Give him a muscle with the tour.
No, but he's doing fine.
Okay.
Everyone else get a chance.